This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
A man goes up to his son. He walks up to his son. And he has a snake in a jar. When he walks up to his son, he puts the snake in the jar in front of him. His son is frightened. As a matter of fact, his son runs around his father, the one that's holding the snake in the jar, and grabs the back of his father's garment. While he's grabbing and he's looking over. So when he looks over from the back of the right side of his father, the father has his left. When he shifts it to the right, his son moves over there and he peeks over. His son is running from the snake jar in which his father has control over, and he's seeking refuge in his protector, his father. So one could say he's running from his father to his father. Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, rahimahullah, mentions in Risala Tabukiyya a beautiful point. He mentions how that relationship with Allah that he talks about as an explanation for the verse in Ma'idah, verse number 2, when he says, "Wattaqullah," and fear Allah, be mindful of Allah. In reality, this taqwa, this piety, is running from Allah to Allah. From Allah. How is it from Allah? As we see this young man, this young boy was running from his dad because his dad had something. He had a snake. And he had control over the jar of the snake. When we look at ourselves running from Allah, and وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى, and Allah is a much greater example. From Allah means from what He has predestined and allowed to happen in the existence. In your existence or in everyone's existence. In your existence in particular, when you lost your job. When you lost a family member. It is Allah's permission that that took place. Or in the human existence, when we see the weather change, when we see quote-unquote hurricanes or tornadoes or things of that nature. Allah has allowed it to happen. How do we run from that? Running from that is running away from these sinful practices that may emanate from us in regards to that particular event. You lost your job. You ask Allah why. You ask Allah why. Or you lost your job and you say, "Oh Allah, bless me with another job that is better for me." In the first scenario, you did not run from Allah to Allah. The second scenario, you ran from Him to Him. You ran from Him understanding His rububiyyah, His lordship, His authority, and from the particularly the characteristic of predestination. You ran to Allah by counting on Him, trusting in Him, relying on Him. Oh Allah, make me pleased with Your predestination. Oh Allah, I lost my job. Bless me with another one. Ya Razzaq, arzuqni 'amalan tayyiban. Oh Razzaq, the provider, provide me with a good job. Provide me with a better job that is better for my deen, that is better for my religion. Oh Allah, bless me with a righteous wife. Bless me with a good state of mind. So when we leave from Allah, it is from that which He does not like, from that which the sinful practices that we may do to Allah, which is seeking His forgiveness. So in actuality, if we look at tawbah, it is running from Allah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the to Allah running to Him is the ultimate manifestation of your worship to Allah and not to anything else. Not to a bottle of liquor, not to a drug, not to a person even in the beginning. You go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the manifestation of taqwa. That is the implementation. That is how one acts in accordance to what Allah loves and is pleased with. And that is al-ibadah or ubudiyah, true servitude. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that run from Him to Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Wa'udhu bika minka," and I seek refuge from in you, from you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "La manja wa la manja minka illa ilayk." There is no safety nor shelter from you except in you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that understand His Lordship, His greatness, and with that understanding, use that as a means, a motivation, a strength, a bond for us to go back to Him and only Him. Ultimately Him, staying with Him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.